All right, Champions League Franchise Fantasy Podcast is back. It's been, 2 weeks off, but we do regret to inform you guys that our podcast sponsor has decided to end their partnership with us due to recent comments. We do value the support they've provided and appreciate the time we've worked together. We will continue to bring you engaging content, and we are actively exploring new sponsorship opportunities to ensure our podcast sustainability. Thank you for understanding. All right, guys, obviously you heard the comments there at the start. It's been tough times over here at the Franchise Fantasy Podcast. Some people might call it cancel culture, but it did finally get to us in year seven, finally. Kind of maybe surprising to some, but here we are. We're going to try and soldier on. I tried to get a couple guests tonight that, not a lot of people want to have too much to do with us, so we're going to try and give you a little content. So yeah, just a quick little episode here. I'm 0-6. I did get 20 points tonight for 19.5 points from Trevor Lawrence, trying to avoid, I don't think we've ever had a team win one game, let alone zero, so I do think I think I'll win a game, but I do think it's definitely going to be tough to get two. I mean, my team is bad, so we'll just get that off from the start. But the other thing that I'm kind of seeing with this league is a lot of years it's, real tight. Everyone's, 8-4 and 7-6 and stuff like that. This year, I'm kind of seeing a top and a bottom. I mean, Ekmanity and Tyler are really pulling away. I mean, Garber's points are a little lower than those two, but I mean, he's still 5-1. We got three 5-1 teams going into week seven, and then we have some really bad teams, which start with me. Now, everyone's record seems fairly fair to their points. Maybe Kumar deserves a win or two more because he's got 700 points. And then, Groney's just regularly gets screwed, and nothing new again today, but yeah, after Thursday night, like I said, I got 19 points. So I'm feeling like maybe I can get my win here against Dirk, who 2 weeks ago, he was not real confident in his team, and things have kind of fallen apart. So I guess he had a pretty good feel on it. Corman not feeling it tonight. 1 point from Ridley. Kind of a disaster. He doesn't have a kicker in there, but I mean, his projected points are down to 76 with a kicker. You figure that's at, 84 or whatever, 85. But Marta Bus sitting pretty, in a good spot going into the weekend. Ekmanity, big night from ETN, 21 points. He's feeling great. Nat got 9 from Olave. It's okay. Not great. And then Tyler, the two big guns, he got 23 from Kamara, feeling great. Projected points, 120. Ekmanity's projected points, 113. And yeah, I think it's those two are clearly the best. I think Garber and Kumar and Nat are my next three. That's kind of my playoffs right now. Maybe Dirk hangs around, but I'm thinking those three, or those six, sorry. Orgrown, Garber, Ekmanity win their divisions, Kumar and Nat wild cards, and then I guess I'm going to give the last spot to Marta, I think. Dirk would be the easier pick, but let's not just go all chalky. So, yeah, I think that's where we're at. It's definitely been a different season than a lot of the years in the middle where, you're just grinding to finish, 6-7 will get you in the playoffs. I don't know if that's going to happen this year. I think you're going to be better than that with so many bad teams. And I think the other storyline is how bad can I be? But at least I feel like I have a decent shot this week against Dirk, projected to win for once. Thanks to Trevor Lawrence having finally a good night for me. I mean, even 19 is nothing to brag about, but for my quarterbacks, it's been pretty good. Yeah, so we're going into the weekend. Might go see the Flower Moon movie this weekend. Going to be sweet. And might go watch a little high school football. Penn State, I think. I think they lose in Columbus, but I do think Buckeye fans are a little nervous. That Penn State team's pretty darn good. And my prediction on college football right now is Washington's going to win the national title. Shout out Seattle. All right, guys, thanks for hanging with us. Maybe we'll get you a longer podcast next week. Thanks. Real man of genius.
Welcome to the Franchise Fantasy Podcast. Come to decide that the things that I tried were in my life just to get high on. When I sit alone, come get a little known, but I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on.
All right, we're not going to let the lawyers win here on Franchise Fantasy Podcast. So we're still bringing you the best segment of the week. The three worst moves and the three best moves of the week. You are stuck with me. Unfortunately, we could not come in agreement with the former host. You know, without a sponsor, his price was a little too high. We're still working through contract negotiations, so we'll see. But for now, you're stuck with me. All right, let's get into it. The three worst moves of the week. First, we have Franchise going with Russell, the man muscle, over Trevor Lawrence and only getting 8 points out of his QB last week. That ain't going to cut it. Boy, that hurts. Next, we're going to stick with the same theme and go with Jerry Jeudy, played by the MARTA bus, only giving him 2 points. To be honest, Jerry Jeudy might not even belong on a roster, let alone being played. Shout out to Nathaniel Pollock Hackett on the big dub for the Jets. And last, we have Hanks playing Elijah Moore. Not a great move when you're playing end-around guys. I mean, you can blame Kevin. You can blame Elijah being 5'2". Nonetheless, let's do a little more wide receiver scouting and a little less defending Jeffrey Skilling here. All right. And the real moves of genius. We only have two this week, to be honest. Couldn't find that third one. But the first one is Dirk gets his Zay Flowers and 14 points. It's a pretty good find off of Ravens offense where week to week you really don't know who the guy is, other than obviously Lamar. Good move, Dirk. We'll see you in 2 weeks in T-Town, my man. And the real move of genius of the week, Adam, that wheeling, feeling, feeling with 23 points for Oregon. There were some members, unfortunately we can't name him, who said they can't believe Thielen's still around, still playing, can't believe he's still a thing. And we will say that we looked it up and Thielen is 2 years younger than said fella. 2 years younger. Class of 2010 was Adam Thielen. All right, good luck my friends in week 7, and stay thirsty.
All right. What beer do we have today for us, Corman?
Oh, don't do this.
In his mug.
Corman put you up to this.
Windless!
I will murder your mother.
If you had 3 seconds when the bartender comes in, I'll tell you what beer you want.
Hey, All right.
Bush Light or Bud Light?
Beer Law of 1613.
Been waiting a season and a half to make my appearance, and this is what I get.
We have 9 different Oktoberfest beers.
6 of the beers are pounded.
Oh, but
Seattle's my favorite bar scene.
I'm not saying it. People are saying it.
Is that 6 yet?
No, there's no way that guy doesn't get
it. We like a good
beer. The radio's very good.
I even like the weirdos.
Count the beers. 2.5 shots.
Hey, we've had 57 beers.
Yeah.
What? I don't even have a sister.
Priceless. Oh. Priceless. Oh. That's what we're doing.
Bartoberfest.
61 beers
we
across
the roofies on
Canada. You dumbass.
Franch is farting on the
podcast.
What the hell is going on?
Killed the Jaber dog with a shot.
Collusion, delusion.
So we got to Bell danger.
We did it once.
But you're like, bye, buddy.
You can drink it a little faster than an
octopus. You're my sweet,
sweet. He's shirtless, he's on the floor. The dude's curled up next to a refrigerator, for God's sakes.
Just kind of a bloated corpse of his old self.
Corbin is laying on the ground.